We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The expectation for our team will be to have winning seasons every year and go to bowls and win every year.
You know, this definitely means a lot to our program. This is what all these players here have been through.
We fought through a lot of adversity since we've been here. Play hard, not worry about the past one, just worry about the next one.
We're in the education business during the week. We're in show business on the weekend, so you've got to win to be effective.
This is Carolina football.
Now Newsom at the five makes a man miss for the touchdown.
About an interception for a touchdown. Storm done.
Carolina makes the stop on fourth and short.
Goodbye.
Michael Carter from 60 yards away.
When adversity hit, we said be more positive.
Yes, Newsom tiptoes in the right side of the end zone for six.
And for them to see that happen, it gives us a chance every week to fight.
3-2-1, touchdown, De'Ami Brown. Light that bell tower blue and give us that victory bell back. Tar Heels win.
This is the Mac Brown Show on the Tar Heels Sports Network. The Mac Brown Show is presented by Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Duke Energy, building a smarter energy future for you. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Hello again. Great to be back with you after a week off, at least from the radio show. Not a week off in total for Carolina football, of course. They were still working hard, and we're going to talk about that and a lot more here on the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel. He on the other side of the screen there is the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown, and looking forward to being with you here for the next hour or so. We have a lot of good stuff to talk about. We will talk about what the Tar Heels did this past week to use that bye week effectively here heading into the final handful of games of the regular season. We'll look ahead. Big Friday matchup. Don't forget, it's a Friday game coming up this weekend against Notre Dame in Keenan Stadium. Two ranked teams, Carolina at number 25, Notre Dame up at number 2. And also, we'll look back at that exciting win over Wake Forest. Feels like a long time ago, but such a great win for Carolina in Keenan Stadium. But, Coach, first of all, great to be back with you. I know you have a busy week and a lot going on, but, gosh, it felt like a good time for your team to have this bye week, to rest up a little bit, recover after a long stretch of games, and then get ready for this final stretch. How did you and the team handle these last handful of days leading up to this week?
Jones, it was a great and needed week off.
Yeah.
And when we say week off, that it's really not a week off. As you said earlier, they're in finals. So many of the guys have finals today. That's why we're taking today off, too. But these guys started practice August the 6th.
Wow.
And they that this would have been the last game against NC State with our regular season schedule on Friday. And now we still have two games left and a bowl game. So we felt like it was important to let them study for their finals, number one, and to get rested. So we practiced light on Monday, hard on Tuesday, hard on Thursday, and then let the guys have Friday and Saturday off. We came back and practiced Sunday afternoon, and then today we've got the day off, which means they get to study because all of them had a final today, and wow. I think this may be the last final. But people forget that these guys have a life outside of football as well.
Coach, how do you try and during finals week, how do you try and give these guys support, make sure that they have what they need to be as successful as they can be in the classroom?
We're lucky that they have tremendous support from assistant academic counselors. We have one for each position. And they talk to the position coach every week about did they have a paper, did they have a final, did they miss a class, did they miss a tutoring session, were they there? And then we can help get that message to the parents as well. And then if somebody needs to miss practice, last week we just said you're studying, your finals are more important than practice, so that's a priority for you, so just miss the practice and move on.
Coach, this is a pretty obvious statement, but Carolina's last action was that dramatic come-from-behind victory against Wake Forest. And, again, very obvious, but much nicer to go into this bye week, I'm guessing, with that result compared to a negative result in that game against the Demon Deacons.
Well, it was an important win for so many reasons. Offensively, we've been good all year. Defensively, we've been up and down. I think we're sixth in the league when you start looking at total defense and maybe 5, 6, 7 in against the run. But you got to get stops. And I was proud of the offense throughout the game, but so proud of the defense that they got 5 straight stops, one on a fourth down late in the ball game there that led to the win. So defensively, we've just got to keep fighting and clawing till we can get better. We will have some guys in better shape this weekend that may get to play, so we're watching them this week. We can get some guys back. But one thing, Miles Murphy will get his cast off, so he'll actually have a hand he can play with instead of a club. So you're telling Miles, wrap up. He says, well, Coach, I can't. I got a club on my hand. So, but the guys had a great attitude last week in practice and yesterday. They're really excited about this game. It was important also to win all the in-state games, our rivals. At that point, we've got Western Carolina next week. But the 3 games with State, Wake, and Duke are important, and they're important for recruiting. They're important for unless you can dominate your local teams, then you're not going to be a national team. And now this week, we've got an ABC game with the number 2 team in the country. And the only thing I regret about this weekend, Jones, is our fans can't be there. Can you imagine what kind of crowd we would have in Kenan Stadium this weekend? We would have packed it against Syracuse. We would have had an outstanding crowd for Virginia Tech, for NC State, and for Wake Forest. All great games. And then this one might have been the best crowd in the history of our school. So that I hate that for our fans that they're not going to be able to be there.
Yep, those 3,500-plus that were there against Wake Forest were making some noise. Best
they were loud.
They could. That's right. Would have been nicer to have 50,000-plus, though, in Kenan Stadium. We'll talk about a little more about that game coming up in just a second. Coach, I wanted to ask you about a couple pieces of news, both for your team and conference-wide here over the last few days. You had your final 2 games flipped, the Miami and the Western Carolina games flipped due to some problems with the Miami program due to COVID, the Hurricanes having to shut down for a few weeks, so the ACC had to adjust several games, including a couple of the Tar Heels. How did that all happen from your perspective, and did you have any strong opinion about the outcome with those 2 games flipping in the final 2 weeks?
Yeah, Jones, Bubba Cunningham, our athletics director, just called me and said, listen, they're having some issues at Miami. We're going to have to adjust and move games around, and are you okay with this? And I was. I felt like it probably spreading those games out was a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Because you get banged up and tired at the end of the year. It's senior day for our our seniors for the Carolina or the Western Carolina game, so that'll be a cool day for them. We're still waiting to see what time those games against the game against Miami will be for sure. I think it's a year where you saw Cal was supposed to play Arizona State and USC was supposed to play Utah and that didn't work out. Or UCLA was supposed to play. So they just called each other and said, 48 hours, let's go play. So we actually have 2 or 3 weeks to prepare for ours, Jones, so it's a lot better.
That's right. Not one of those where you just have one day to change the airplane flight or something like that.
Yeah, it's like neighborhood games. Hey, can y'all come over tomorrow? And we'll meet you in Greensboro and we'll play there. It's a little crazy.
Coach, there have been, unfortunately, we've seen an elevation in the amount of games that have been postponed and canceled here over the last few weeks. How have you communicated that information with your team just to make sure that they understand what's happening and what could happen here in Chapel Hill as well?
Jones, we get our temperature checked every morning. I'm the healthiest I have ever been because I know. and we get tested 3 days a week. And we've just told the players that it's out there. The virus is out there. It's real. It's an issue. It's spreading like wildfire. So with an open weekend, if you are going home, be really careful. That's all we can do. We said if you want to play, try to stay as far away from that stuff as you can. And every time those tests come back, I cringe.
Sure.
Because I'm not one of those guys that thinks, oh, we'll never get it. We had our little spike this summer, but we're good, man. Every time I do. And even with the Clemson, Florida State postponement or cancellation, whatever happened this weekend, I've also had the fear that you get to a game and have it canceled that day. And that's the first one that's been canceled on the day of the game all year. So hopefully we will not see that again.
Carolina scheduled against Notre Dame coming up on Friday. That's the next action for the Heels. We're going to look ahead to that matchup later in the show, but after this break, we're going to look back a week and revisit that really exciting win over Wake Forest. Also coming up later in the show, failed to tell you at the beginning, we're going to speak with Daryl Moody, who used to a longtime assistant coach with Coach Brown during his first tenure, now on the staff as well in a different role, and we'll talk to Coach Brown about that, and you'll hear from Coach Moody coming up in a little bit too. So we have a lot to do. Stay put. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Duke Energy is honored to recognize 2020 Social Justice and Racial Equity grantee Heal Charlotte for their work to address social justice and racial equity in our communities. In addition, Duke Energy is committed to overcoming racism in our state and has pledged to offer an annual social justice and racial equity grant cycle in North Carolina. Visit duke-energy.com/racial equity to learn more.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America, working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of Steel gasoline-powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do you do? drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
Thanks again for being here. It's the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel, along with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. Carolina, we mentioned this kind of in passing earlier. Tar Heels back in the rankings this week, checking in at number 25 in the AP poll. That sets up a big ranked matchup. It was going to be a big game regardless, but a big ranked matchup now with Notre Dame on Friday. The Irish coming in at number 2. We'll talk about that game in just a little bit. But let's get to our champion watch, brought to you by UNC Health, the team at UNC Health, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. That includes you and your family. See their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. And gracious, this past game against Wake Forest a couple Saturdays ago, there were plenty of statistical champions in this one. Sam Howell, school record 550 yards passing, school record 6 touchdowns, the 550 yards, the third most ever in an ACC game. He was named ACC Quarterback of the Week. Daz Newsome, season-high 10 catches, career-high 189 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was the ACC Wide Receiver of the Week. And that De'Ami Brown just had 8 catches, 163 yards, and 2 scores, and couldn't even get honored by the conference last week, Coach, because Daz put up such great numbers as well. And 2 others, Javonte Williams, 101 yards rushing and a touchdown. That rushing touchdown now has him as the 5th highest single-season total in Carolina history with 15. His 18 total touchdowns has him tied for 3rd in a single-season total in Tar Heel history. And finally, Michael Carter, they had more than 120 yards from scrimmage and a touchdown. He was named the ACC co-running back of the week. Coach, just a wild game, huge offensive numbers for your team. You mentioned it earlier, your defense stepping up in a big way in the second half, and what turned out to be a really fun afternoon in Keenan Stadium for the Tar Heels.
Yes, I've been so pleased with our offense all year. We challenged them to do better in the red zone, better on short yardage and goal line, and we're doing all those things. We didn't block the first 4th and 2 well at the 40 going in, which hurt us. But basically, we were scoring every time we got the opportunity. And I've been really pleased that our offense knows they're more experienced. They know that they're more talented right now than our defense. And there hasn't been any frustration back and forth or anger that you all aren't doing your job or all of that. And then I was so proud of Coach Bateman and the defensive staff for hanging in there the second half and really getting after it and getting the 5 straight stops and the 4th down stop and giving the offense a chance to win the game and put it away. So, but these offensive numbers, Sam's playing as well as anybody in the country, and you wouldn't even know it. Same Sam. He's level-headed. Jeremy Sharp asked him the other day, right before the press conference, "Are you okay? You need anything?" He said, "How's my hair? Is it good?" It wasn't out of place much. So, but with Sam playing like that, it gives us a chance to win every week.
Now, 550 yards, 6 touchdowns, hair stayed put. That's a good afternoon.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Coach, you mentioned the defense. So what changed for the defense in that stretch? Wake had been moving the ball pretty effectively for 2.5 quarters or so, and then, as you said, 5 straight stops. 3 of them were 3 and outs. 1 was a 5-play drive that was a punt, and then 1 was a 4-play drive with a turnover on down. So it was pretty dominant defense there for a stretch from your team. What changed with that group?
Jones, one thing I think, if you look at last year's game with Wake, we didn't play well on defense the first half. We played really well the second half. I do think with their offense being so unique, mm-hmm. it takes time to get used to that pace. It's really a slower pace. It's funny that they go up-tempo with their offense, but they slow down the running game and their RPOs so much that you've got to be so disciplined. And our kids the first half were excited, but they were getting out of their gap. And then somebody would bounce out and make a big play. And to credit Sam Hartman, he was hot. Yeah. He did everything he needed to do. He didn't throw many bad passes. And we weren't able to get pressure on him the first half. When we started stopping the run better the second half, then you get more pressure. This is a game about stopping the run.
Coach, you mentioned this a little bit in the first segment, but this just felt like an important win, not just for this year's team, but just for the growth of this program. To sweep the in-state ACC teams, to finish a big comeback. You guys have had some comebacks that came up just short, but to finish a big comeback and win the game just felt like a really important win for your team and your program in total.
Jones, I thought it was a huge step forward because Florida State, we had a chance to win. I thought we should have won, and we didn't. We didn't make the plays down the stretch, and they were there to be made. And then Virginia, again, we came back, but we had to make a play or two. We didn't make them. So in this game, unlike those, against a really good Wake Forest team that had won four games in a row and doesn't like us very much, the guys stepped up and did what they needed to do to win. So now that they understand they can, we've lost so many close games in our year and two-thirds here. Now hopefully they'll start being able to close out games much better with more confidence.
59-53 was the final score a couple of weeks ago in Keenan Stadium. The Tar Heels getting that big win and advancing to 6-2 on the season. Still a long way to go. Three more games in the regular season still left for the Tar Heels. That includes Notre Dame on Friday. We'll preview that matchup and more coming up. But when we return, we're going to start getting to some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. That's on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from Grill Master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery.
Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
Halfway through the Mac Brown Show. Really appreciate you joining us today, no matter how you're listening or watching us this afternoon, this evening, whenever you are with us at your leisure. Also, quick reminder, so we have obviously this show today. We have one more show next week for Coach, and that is our final scheduled Mac Brown Show. If the Tar Heels, which we think they will, participate in a bowl game, maybe even sneak into that ACC championship, then we might be able to readjust and talk to Coach Brown a few more times later in the year. But as of right now, just have one more scheduled. We'll join Coach again next week. We do have the Roy Williams Show starting soon as well. That will start in early December with the head coach of Carolina basketball. All right, let's get to some questions for Coach. And Coach, this is a bunch of questions on one topic, but I thought it was a pretty interesting one from Will Lingo. And Will sent this in and said, there was some talk on the television broadcast at the end of the Wake Forest game that Wake actually allowed Javonte Williams to score the touchdown that put Carolina up two scores late, because in theory that gave Wake a better chance with more time on the clock to try and score, get the onside kick, score again. Will asked, A, do you think that Wake allowed Javonte Williams to score? And B, have you ever been in a similar situation where you actually said, hey, let's let them score because that'll give us our best chance when you consider the time remaining on the clock?
Well, it's a great question, and the word analytics is being used a lot more than at any other time in my coaching career. And it's just the odds of what you think is the best thing to do. If you saw the Cincinnati Central Florida game this weekend, Cincinnati took a knee and didn't score at the end of the game, which they could have from the one. If you saw the Penn State Indiana game earlier in the year, the coaches from Penn State were yelling to the back to get down because they wanted to let the clock run out and instead of score and then give them a chance for a touchdown, a two-point play, an onside kick. And those things aren't likely to happen, but they could happen. I do not think in any way that Wake Forest let us score. We thought maybe during the game they did, but going back and studying it, no, they didn't. It was a great play by Javonte. But we took a knee at the end of the game at Virginia Tech. A lot of people said, oh, Max being nice. No, I really wasn't. We probably would have taken a knee anyway, but the analytics said take the knee. I saw it earlier this year with Texas Tech against somebody, and Texas Tech's back was headed into the end zone and fell about the four, and they let it run down, and they kicked a field goal with 3 seconds left instead of scoring and allowing someone to go down and score with very little time left. So it's something that people are utilizing much more than at any other time in the past. And I think it's a good thing. If you go back to the Buffalo Bills game with Arizona Cardinals the other night, Buffalo scores.
Yep.
And you think, hey, gosh, this is the thing to do, man. And in retrospect, they probably wish they had killed the clock and kicked field goal and tried to take time off the clock, because then Arizona scores on a Hail Mary with 1 second left. So there's a lot of thinking, a lot of plotting going on right now, Will, that has not been the same in the past. But it's definitely stuff that's fun to follow. And a junkie like me and you guys, a football junkie, it makes it really fun to study.
Coach, I have to imagine it's a little against your natural thought process when you're out on the field. Of course, you want to go get in the end zone and score. That's what you're doing when you're the offense. I have to imagine that's a hard balance to find there.
Well, Jones and Will, I'm stubborn, and I know that. And for many years, when somebody said, you know, we can't score here, we shouldn't score, I said, that's stupid. You think we're going to tell a guy to stop?
Right.
And we really are. So it has changed. I've grown up. I've matured. But it's definitely a different look at college football.
Coach, you mentioned this, it was maybe 2-3 weeks ago with the media, where you talked a lot about the analytics that you just mentioned there, and I got a chance to look. You showed me one of the game books that you guys have, your analytics book for every single week. It is amazing how much information that you have with you on the sideline, and you said that's something that has really been significantly different from your first tenure here in Chapel Hill and even your time at Texas to now here in this go-round.
Yes, Jones, it's crazy. And if you're behind, they want you to go for two every time early in the game, and I'm still not doing that. I think we would have gotten in trouble if we had gone for two and not made it against Wake Forest. We wouldn't have tied the game up when we were coming back like we were. So we still don't do everything that they tell us, but I'm telling you, in the book, it tells you when to take a penalty and when not, and it gets complicated when to take a knee and not, and it's if they have three timeouts and there's a minute 17 left, or if they have two timeouts, or if they have one timeout, or if they have no timeouts, and there's a whole lot to be digested in a simple 30, 40 seconds that, that you have. One of the other things that came up, we mentioned a few weeks ago, Jones, is we actually had a play where it was third down and four. So analytics said if it's fourth and two or less, go for it. So we had to get a play for fourth and two as we were getting our third down play. And then it said if you don't get it within the fourth and two, you need to kick the field goal. Mm. And then what happened is Sam got sacked, so it had to be a punt. So we went from going for fourth and two to kicking a field goal on fourth and three to punting. So trying to figure all that out in a 40-second span of time is really something that keeps that sideline interesting.
I would imagine so. I imagine the communication between coaches, such a paramount importance there during all that sequence as well. Just a little insight to all that. You think it's not quite as easy as everybody seems to think it is over there on the sideline, Coach.
Well, Jones, I'm sorry, but we also said in that time, with a fourth and third down and four, we said, okay, field goal alert. So we get all the field goal team up. And then we had to go from going for fourth down to field goal alert, cancel the field goal alert. Hey, punt, punt. You guys on punt team, get out here fast. And then you may have somebody on the field that's on the punt team. So he's coming off. You got to grab him, send him back. So it's a lot easier to have 10 or 12 on the field than people think in certain situations like that.
Coach, had a bunch of people ask, and you touched on this a little bit, but just about the schedule this week. And so with the game on Friday, you mentioned, of course, exams. There's the holiday on Thursday. Just how are you guys managing this week's schedule to try to make sure everybody's as prepared as they can be on Friday afternoon?
Yes, Jones. The thing that we felt is we practiced last Monday. We practiced Monday, we practiced Tuesday. We were off Wednesday because they had a all-day finals on Wednesday of last week. Then we practiced Thursday, and then they actually had finals Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
And we felt like that they needed to get rested too. So we had three really good prep days for Notre Dame. Let them get fresh this weekend. And then yesterday we practiced, had a really good practice on Sunday, which will be like a Tuesday practice. It gets really confusing. So they're off today because they're all in finals again today. I think every player on the team has finals today. So we let them off today. And then we'll go back tomorrow, which is Tuesday, and that'll be our normal Wednesday. For a Saturday weekend because we're playing on Friday. So it just, the whole thing gets a little crazy. For we who love routine, not. We're not having routine anymore. But it goes back to a similar week that we had against Duke, even though it was a Saturday game.
Right.
The NCAA wouldn't allow us to practice on Tuesday because of the election. So we still had some disruption in the middle of the week of our normal schedule, and it worked out fine.
Now, Coach, is there any holiday plan? I know it's unique, but both in the fact that you play on Friday this week and, of course, the pandemic as well. Is the team doing anything Thanksgiving-wise?
No. We will have Thursday of Thanksgiving would be like a normal Friday and a walkthrough and a Friday night meal before we would play on Saturday. So it'll just be on Thursday. So
gotcha.
What we've told the players is you'll be able to have your Thanksgiving on Saturday.
That's right. Yep. A little unique week in what has been a unique year for Carolina and everybody around college football. All right, we're going to take a timeout, come back. Actually, before we do that, Coach, because for those who are listening, next segment's going to be Daryl Moody, and love to get your opinion on why it was why Coach Moody was somebody you wanted to bring back and be a part of your staff. I believe it's senior advisor to the head coach is his official title. Why was Coach Moody somebody you wanted involved with Carolina football again?
Well, Coach Moody and I worked together 13 years or something at a lot of different places, and he was one of the best running back coaches I've ever seen. All the great running backs here, he had a hand in recruiting and coaching, and Robert Gillespie's doing a great job now, but Daryl was one of those guys that could do it. And then he went to the NFL and was a pro scout for 18, 19 years. And One of the things that I thought was very important for our team and our current players, I wanted them to have a very good evaluation of themselves as it compares to the NFL. Mm-hmm. So Darryl sits down and looks at every one of them, and he'll say, Michael Carter, here's what they're going to ask you at the combine. Here's what they're going to look for in you. Here's what you're doing well. Here's where I would be concerned if I'm a scout. So you need to do this better. You need to do this better. And even with the pandemic, where it's harder for scouts to be on your campus to watch them practice, Darryl's got great relationships throughout. So as our players are starting to look at, do I want to leave early? What is my status for the NFL as a senior? Darryl can give them really accurate information, and he's been so helpful in that area.
So we're going to have that interview with Darryl Moody coming up after this break. We'll then go to another commercial break, come back, more to do with Coach Brown after that here on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Duke Energy is honored to recognize 2020 Social Justice and Racial Equity Grantee 100 Black Men of the Triangle East for their work to address social justice and racial equity in our communities. In addition, Duke Energy is committed to overcoming racism in our state and has pledged to offer an annual social justice and racial equity grant cycle in North Carolina. Visit duke-energy.com/racial equity to learn more.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home. And that's our Food Lion.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America. Working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of Steel gasoline-powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We will rejoin Coach Brown, answer some more of your questions, and preview the matchup with Notre Dame coming up in just a little bit. But wanted to let you hear a portion of an interview with Darryl Moody. Coach Brown talking about Coach Moody right before the break explained that Coach Moody was on the staff in Chapel Hill in Coach Brown's first tenure with Carolina. Then when Coach Brown left for Texas, Coach Moody eventually moved into scouting for professional teams, did that for a long time, and is now back with the Tar Heels as the senior advisor to the head coach. Adam Lucas and I had the opportunity to speak with Coach Moody recently for the Carolina Insider podcast and asked him just what exactly does the senior advisor to the head coach do for Carolina football?
That's a good question. I basically do what Mac wants me to do. I evaluate the high school players and do a write-up on them. I evaluate our players for Mac and do a write-up. And then I evaluate the opponent's defensive personnel during the season, and then I'll give a write-up to the offensive staff and to Coach Brown.
Now, all this evaluation, of course, Coach Moody was NFL scout for several decades after his coaching career. A large amount at the college level was at Carolina. We're going to talk about all that. But, Coach Moody, why when Mac Brown called you and said, hey, Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, by the way, why was it the right time for you to go, you know what, that does sound like something I want to do?
You know, the I'd gotten to the point where I enjoyed the NFL evaluation and scouting and everything, but I'd got to an age where the travel was wearing me out.
Mm-hmm.
And the you know, you'd go to a school, evaluate, then you might drive 3 or 4 hours and stay up and write reports, and then start again the next day. And I drove from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to San Antonio, Texas, and it was getting old.
So I think most sports fans or football fans can look at a player and go, he's a good player, he's better than this player, or at least in that person's opinion. What is it that you look for, especially when you're looking at younger guys, that tells you, hey, that guy has an opportunity to grow into being a really good player?
You know, younger guys are harder to evaluate than older guys. I think the evaluation for the NFL, where I was evaluating college players, I think that was much easier than evaluating high school players. We not only evaluate seniors in high school, we even go all the way back to sophomores. So that is a lot more projection than what the NFL is. But what you try to do is look at as much film as you can, and then and make notes on what they do well and what they need to improve on. And I think the things that they need to improve on are things that you can coach. That's not a concern. If there's things that you can't coach, that's a big concern.
If you were going to evaluate someone we all know, like let's say Javonte Williams, how would you evaluate Javonte Williams?
Well, I think he's got good size. He's strong, got great vision and patience. He's a violent cutter. He's an excellent pass blocker. He's got great hands. And he's a great teammate. We've got two great tailbacks, and it could be a problem if both of them weren't great kids. And the Javonte's got a great future in the front of him because he's what they're looking for in the NFL. And the he's short, but he's not small. You know, there's a big difference between being short and small. He's 5'10", 225 pounds, and people just bounce off him. He's very powerful.
Coach, Adam is both Jason. Adam is both short and small. Yes, I've been waiting for that.
Mm-hmm. Coach Moody's making a mental note, and we'll put that in a scouting report. Yeah. What you said Javonte is a violent cutter. What exactly does that mean?
That means he sticks his foot in the ground, and he really accelerates out of it. He doesn't roll out of it. He's a sharp cutter. And both of our backs are that way.
That's the NFL calling right now, trying to get Javonte Williams on their team at the moment. So, Coach, you were around Mac Brown the first time, of course, on his staff in Chapel Hill, and now a part of the staff again in a different role this time around. How is Coach Brown the same, and how is he different in your mind from version 1.0 in Chapel Hill to version 2.0 in Chapel Hill?
You know, I think I think he's more patient now than he was before. He's always had a great rapport with players. He's always been very organized. He's always done a great job with the alumni. But I think now he's more patient. He's had a chance to sit back and look at the. You know how college athletics is. You know, when he was with the ESPN, and then you know he was at Texas, and you know won national championships. So he knows what you've got to have, you know, to play on the highest level. Mm.
you were the recruiting coordinator for a good portion of that Mac Brown 1.0.
I was not the recruiting coordinator. I was one of the recruiters.
Okay.
I had no desire to be a recruiting coordinator.
Why not?
You've got to deal with all the other coaches and pacify them, and that's not my personality.
That's surprising. Some of those coaches are calling you. How were y'all able to get from 1-10 to the Stanisek Leon Johnson era that Jones and I talk about in almost every show as some of our favorite Tar Heel football teams?
We recruited better. You know, to be successful in college athletics, you've got to have a plan for what you want on offense, a plan for what you want to have on defense, and Mac has got a plan, and then you recruit to that plan, and it was very important to us, you know, to get control of the state of North Carolina, and Coach Crum had it at one time when he was here, then they had lost it, and then we had to go back and regain it, and it's a lot easier if you can get the top players in the state of North Carolina and then go outside for what you don't have here, which would be very minimal.
Coach, I think that's a similar arc, at least in the recruiting side of things, as what's happened right now with Carolina. I think the Tar Heels had fallen off, at least in my opinion, in in-state recruiting before Coach Brown and the staff got here and now has picked that back up. How do you do that? How do you end up getting 8 of the best 12 guys in the state or whatever it might be?
It comes back to relationships. You got to build relationships with the coaches in the state, and I think our coaching staff has done a great job of that. Mac does a great job of that. And then you've got to give them a reason to come here. You know, we've got a great sale from an academic standpoint. And then we've got to convince them that we can win and win to the level that they want to compete at.
Now, I think I'm correct. Of course, Adam thought he was correct a minute ago and was not. But you were the offensive coordinator for several years during your first tenure here with Coach Brown, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How has offensive football changed from then till now at the college level?
Night and day.
How so?
Football. When I coached, it was a more of a complementary thing. You know, the offense was you were going to be a running football team. You were going to play action pass and, you know, pass in certain situations. But you wanted to control the time of possession and do a great job, you know, helping your defense out and then getting you good field position. Where now it's more of a situation where the offense and defense is kind of like this, they're off on their own tangent. I mean, the offense has got to handle theirs with not a whole lot of help from the defense, and the defense is the same way.
You can hear the rest of that interview and a lot of other great interviews through the Carolina Insider. You can find the Carolina Insider wherever you find your podcast. All right, we still have a lot more to do on the Mac Brown Show. We'll be back with Coach Brown. Going to answer some of your questions from the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels. Plus, we'll preview the upcoming matchup with Notre Dame Friday at 3:30 in Keenan Stadium as well. All of that and a lot more still to come here on the Mac Brown Show. And it's all coming your way from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from Grill Master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
Elora Bridal.
Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
This season, Fox Sports South is your ticket to ACC football, including the UNC Tar Heels. Every week, get the latest with Coach Mack and UNC football with Carolina Insider on Mondays, followed by live ACC action every Saturday on Fox Sports South. Watch on most video providers, including UVerse Channel 1726, DirecTV Channel 646, and Spectrum Channel 50, or stream on the Fox Sports Go app. Fox Sports South, your home for ACC Saturdays.
Just a little bit more to do here on the Mac Brown Show. Thanks so much for being with us. Quick reminder that if you know someone that selflessly works to improve the lives of others and their communities, that Carolina and LS Tractor would like to know about it. Those two have partnered up to recognize hometown heroes from throughout the state. You can go to goheels.com/hero and nominate someone you know for a chance to be recognized at an upcoming Carolina event. LS Tractor, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Coach, have time here for just a couple of questions before we take our final break. And Dennis, who frequently sends in great questions here on the show, wanted to know that how much of, when you have some extra time to prepare for an opponent, how much do you actually focus on that opponent, and how much do you actually just work on the team itself, maybe getting younger guys some reps and things like that?
Dennis, it's a great question. You try very hard not to do too much, because with extra time, you can put too much in. Mm-hmm. So you want to be who you are. You want to get it better. You want to rest some of your guys that are playing a whole lot. And then you really work hard on an off week on all your younger guys. We even had a short scrimmage at the end of Thursday just to get a lot of the young guys some work. So that's fun, but that should help us here in this three-week span at the end of the season.
Coach Dan sent this one in and was curious about Desmond Evans and how Des has played here in his freshman campaign and how you've seen him grow throughout the season.
Des is getting stronger. He's gaining weight. He got sick. It wasn't COVID, but he got sick and didn't get to play for a couple of weeks earlier in the season, which really hurt his progress because he couldn't work out and he just didn't feel good. But he gets better every week, and expect him to show up here some in the last 3 weeks.
Coach, one more question about an individual player. This one came from Caroline. Wanted to know about Emory Simmons. Emory made another great catch in the game against Wake Forest a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Emory's a total team guy. He's tough. He's fast. He can catch. He's on every special team. He never gripes. He's just a warrior. He goes to practice every day and the game every day like it's the most important day of his life, and really appreciate him. He's helping us a lot as a team.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and peek ahead to Notre Dame coming up in Chapel Hill. That's a 3:30 kick on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. We'll take a look at the Irish to wrap things up when we return to the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Duke Energy is honored to recognize 2020 Social Justice and Racial Equity grantee, Center for Racial Equity and Education, for their work to address social justice and racial equity in our communities. In addition, Duke Energy is committed to overcoming racism in our state and has pledged to offer an annual social justice and racial equity grant cycle in North Carolina. Visit duke-energy.com/racial equity to learn more.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina resolves to help you stay healthy during COVID-19. Just a few simple steps called the 3 W's go a long way in protecting you and your loved ones. Wear a cloth face covering, wait by standing 6 feet apart from others, and wash your hands often. Together, by practicing the 3 W's, we can resolve to improve the health of our state. Learn more at bluecrossnc.com/3W.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
This season, Fox Sports South is your ticket to ACC football, including the UNC Tar Heels. Every week, get the latest with Coach Mack and UNC football with Carolina Insider on Mondays, followed by live ACC action every Saturday on Fox Sports South. Watch on most video providers, including UVerse Channel 1726, DirecTV Channel 646, and Spectrum Channel 50, or stream on the Fox Sports Go app. Fox Sports South, your home for ACC Saturdays.
Stiff test coming on Friday as Carolina hosting Notre Dame in Keenan Stadium. It's the 21st all-time meeting between the Tar Heels and Fighting Irish. And Coach, just one of the best teams in the nation coming to Chapel Hill, and a tremendous opportunity for your team.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to see where we are nationally. We're playing against one of the best teams in the country, could be the best team in the country. They're big, they're strong. Brian Kelly's a friend of mine. He and I actually coached in an All-Star game in 2003 together when he was at Grand Valley State. So it's been a long journey, but he's done a tremendous job. 10 years at Notre Dame. I think this is his best team. It'll be a real challenge for us on Saturday. Great for us to be the game of the week on ABC with Herb Street and Fowler and Maria Taylor we'll just see. Like I told our guys, it's time for us to see where we stand on a national basis.
Coach Ian Book has had a terrific year at quarterback for the Fighting Irish, and another guy who can hurt you both with his arms and his legs. And as we've talked about a few times this year, that is such a challenge, not just for the Tar Heels, but for any team when you face a quarterback like that.
Yeah, he's 28-3. He's 11 touchdowns, one interception. He's run for 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So he's just a very good player. And as Brian has said many times, you want the ball in his hand at the end of the game. So we will see two of the best quarterbacks in the country on Friday.
Absolutely. And Coach, last thing, this is a really stout defensive team. Notre Dame, one of the best, at least statistically, one of the best defenses in the nation, and really good against the run. They're holding teams to just 85 yards per game on the ground.
Yeah, our offensive line's improved a lot, but this will be our biggest test. I think they're fifth on defense in the country. They're number one in our league on defense, number one against the run in the ACC. And when we haven't run the ball very well, we obviously haven't been as good. We've had more trouble with protection, and we've gotten in, and gotten behind. So they like to keep the ball. They lead the league in time of possession, but they're very physical and very tough against the run. So it'll be a real challenge for our guys early in the game.
Friday, remember Friday, not Saturday this week, Friday, 3:30 kick in Keenan Stadium. Radio-wise, we'll be on the air for that one at 2:30. Looking forward to bringing you the 21st meeting between Carolina and Notre Dame. Coach, as always, great to see you. Best of luck coming up on Friday, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thanks, Jones.
That's the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. It's his show, the Mac Brown Show, from Learfield, IMG College.
Listening to the Mac Brown Show. Tonight's show has been presented by Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Duke Energy, building a smarter energy future for you. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.